Now we're leaving behind those icky bedbugs and turning our attention to our nice, harmless Geoquis. A team of scientists has been monitoring ocean temperatures off the coastal city of Nuuk, Greenland. They're looking into how quickly the region's climate is changing, and we're looking for the name of the stretch of water they're now exploring. It's a bay that lies west of Nuuk between Greenland and Canada. It's not easy to measure water temperatures here, especially during the wintertime. The sea ice is dense, the weather can be pretty harsh, and it's expensive to mount scientific expeditions with icebreakers and helicopters. So these scientists have come up with an elegant solution. They're enlisting what they call biological oceanographers. We'll hear more about them and reveal the answer to our quiz in just a few minutes. Our GeoQuiz today takes us to the chilly ocean waters off the western coast of Greenland. Kristin Lydra is a polar science researcher. She's working with Greenland's Institute of Natural Resources in the city of Nuuk. Tell us where you're studying climate change and what part of the world.
We're working in the west coast of Greenland in the Baffin Bay. It's a gateway for fresh water from melting polar ice that flows through to the Labrador Shelf. So it's a very important region for studying climate change and effects of global warming in the Arctic.
And you've also got some residents there. They happen to be underwater residents who are helping you out.
Yep, we've been working on narwhals, which are small Arctic whales that live in Baffin Bay.
How small?
Well, small is relative, maybe about 16 feet long.
And you are using them for what purpose?
We're studying the biology and ecology of these whales, but we've also been using them to collect information on temperatures of the ocean in Baffin Bay.
How do you go about doing that?
During the summer, we capture whales and we attach a small transmitter to their dorsal ridge. And that transmitter collects information on their movements, their diving behavior, and also temperatures during their dives, which can be up to 1,800 meters deep. They dive to the bottom, which means that they can sample most of the water column.
Like a mile below the surface.
Exactly.
What did researchers like you do before you used narwhals?
Oceanographers, before narwhals, they actually mount a traditional oceanographic expedition. They go out in a large boat, or you can also sample from a helicopter or a small plane.
And what have you found out so far, thanks to the narwhals?
Well, there have been previous studies that have documented Baffin Bay as warming, and we examined temperatures, the maximum temperatures in Baffin Bay, and they are about 0.9 degrees Celsius warmer than previous measurements.
From previous measurements.
The data collected from the narwhal suggests that trend has continued.
Have you ever tagged one of them yourself with one of these sensors?
Yes, we catch them and tag them ourselves. It takes a lot of patience.
Really?
Yeah, we set nets and we essentially wait and hope that we catch one, and many times we don't. When we catch one, we bring the whale to the surface, and then we are working out a small inflatable boat. So we basically have the whale next to our boat, and then we lean over the side of the boat and attach the tag and then release the animal.
That's an interesting image, Kristin, where you're in a small inflatable boat next to a 16-foot whale in a net.
Yeah. It's not for everybody.
That's for sure. Dr. Kristin Lydra is a polar researcher speaking to us from Greenland's Institute of Natural Resources in Nuuk. The answer to our GeoQuiz is Baffin Bay. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.